Everything looks good back here. Okay. Want to take it away? Okay.
So through you and let's see, myself and Marika is not here, and occasionally Melissa will all be doing checking about the transcriptions. So it's the second pass transcriptions we're receiving, and that's pretty straightforward. I think you'll basically have an idea of what's involved. But the extra step that we're asking you to do in this case is to look at the silent regions and listen to them for each channel, and make sure that no back channels were lost, for example. Back channels is what you typically would find, although by and large these are going to be silent. So so you can start checking by, well, you know, you can order it in any way you like, but start with the first channel and go through it entirely. I would recommend, I've found that it's easier when you're checking and you're trying to make sure the boundaries are right for a speech segment. I would recommend, like, say this one, go down here to the transcription tier and select that, so that when you play, you're certain that when it stops, you've caught the whole speech signal for that utterance and haven't lost any signal information. Otherwise, it's liable to keep on running and you might not notice where it finishes. So it takes a little time, but alternatively, you could just listen to the speech segments again and make sure everything's correct for those, and so you could just hit.
Well, hi everyone again.
And then,
like before, we
like that, and then go back and check the silent regions. If you want to make your job a little more interesting, do it in different ways on a different day, as long as it gets done. So
we're checking what's actually being transcribed already, as well as the silence.
Yeah, you're doing so. That's the role of the checkers, to check what's said in the silent region, in the speech regions, and then make sure nothing is lost in the silent regions. You're also responsible for resolving any uncertainties that were marked by the original transcriber.
Mm-hmm.
and you know, of course, there are going to be many situations where you, like the first transcriber, can't make any sense of it. And in that case, it will be up to you to use the at symbol. And that can be used to represent one unintelligible word or multiple intelligible words, but just use one at symbol. Exactly. And so, that once you go through all the speech regions and all the non-speech regions, and that you could make another step of doing a search using going under the edit menu, you can do a search for find a place for open parentheses, and that'll take you to any that the first transcriber might have marked out, so there's one, and then you can just resolve those all one by one as a different set of changes together. And likewise for the double question marks. Just once you've gone through and resolved all the open parentheses, you can do the same for double question marks. And like I said, if you can't make any sense of it, then just use the at symbol. If you can, just give it your best guess in these cases.
How much would you want? I had a few times where I thought, well, it could be this.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not entirely sure that it could be, because it could be a combination of something else, but put the guess down or leave it as ambiguous in some way.
Yeah, it's... I would, if you're quite certain, then I would go ahead and type what you think it was. Okay. If you think that
there's a chance,
maybe a 30% chance you're wrong, or more.
It's usually a context problem, because I think
Yeah.
sometimes if it's not intelligible, you either tend to, because you really want it to fit the context, you tend to take the closest actual word that would fit the context, or if it, sometimes it sounds very clear as a word itself, but then wouldn't make sense at all, and then question, you know, second guess whether it's really what you heard.
Right. So maybe a good idea would be to listen to each channel one by one. Do listen to the silent and non-silent regions and make all those corrections. Leave the unknowns, the ambiguities, the uncertainties until later. So go through all the channels and do that, and then you should have a context from all four speakers, and then go back and do those searches one by one for each channel. How would that be? I think that would be really helpful. That would help us nab a good number of those uncertainties.
So if there's a chance that it's equally likely that they could have said something, or they could have said something about ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
They just choose one and leave it.
Choose one. I mean, you think of it from a speech recognition point of view, again, and always this should be, this should motivate you. Yeah. What is most robust for speech recognition, and leave out.
We just started our speech recognition assignment. Just
so you're well geared towards this task. So I've got
Oh no, I don't want to interrupt.
Oh no, no, no.
When I did my master's, I took SP1 and SP2 with Simon King.
You survived SP1 and SP2.
Yeah. And actually, I learned quite a lot in SP1. I've done a bit worse in SP2 because it was a lot more challenging.
We have two new teachers for SP2.
Okay.
And. I'll ask you later on, like, just let me know.
Okay. Back to the topic.
Okay, so this is one I've gone through. I've just done one channel. And there were lots and lots of things, as you can see, because I've got square brackets around all the things that need to be changed. So this person didn't know about capitalization. So just about every evidence needs to be capitalized and needs end punctuation.
You know when you get like someone's talking and there's sort of pause in the middle of a sentence which is long enough for it to put a break in, but they're actually sort of carrying on the sentence. Do you have to capitalize each time you transcribe a bit?
No. Whatever makes sense to you.
Okay.
but no, it can continue to the next segment and
so
that's typically hyphen.
That's actually the only case where you don't. Well, you're not supposed to capitalize, right?
Right.
So if it's quite clear that the sentence is being carried on, the sentence for the previous segment is being carried on, then that's when you don't capitalize.
But you only use a hyphen, I think, when the sentence is definitely not continuing anywhere.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I've never heard those wrong. Someone comes to check it.
I'll review some of these things after I go through this a bit, just to recap. These are things that I, after checking everybody's work, these are things that were commonly left out or mistranscribed, whatever. So I'll go over those as an opportunity to use the whiteboard. okay, so this person left out a lot of end punctuation, and here's a case where I think she was transcribing an out-breath. One plus the in breath and use the hash mark. In any case, I didn't hear anything, and you shouldn't be transcribing in breaths or out breaths.
Okay.
That's information we don't need.
Like before, I have to redo the meetings from the minutes from the last meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you know, this is the headset. Mike, I heard something there. it was a blinky
voice.
Yeah, it was creepy. So
it's really connected to the word.
Yeah. And you seem to have no idea whether it's Mike's voice or that person's voice.
Yeah, well, I didn't think it was.
And so here we go.
Hello.
like before, we I have to reuse the meetings from the mi
Yeah, this is actually quite a bit more in there than
from
before. This
this.
is so I heard a creaky voice and it was audible of the level of the rest of the speech, so I would keep that. I think that's good. Oh, okay. I was adding that. That's what I was Okay. There you go. So there's things like that. There's a missing false start here that didn't get caught.
Meetings from the minutes from the last meeting.
So I added that in. So that's something that's quite common in the transcriptions I've looked at. Missed false starts, missed.
And how exact you have to be there, because you know, some people tend to stutter more than others, and then they would have a false start 4 or 5 times in a row. And how important is it to listen to it really until you've got the exact number of the things right?
Try to get it right.
Yeah.
And I think syllables should be accounted for.
Because
right.
Sometimes they go, like that, and then you're not
yeah,
sure what
well, don't let it drive you crazy, because there is one speaker Melissa just played for me today, and he stutters horribly. It's unfortunate. It's really going to be a nightmare to transcribe, so you will have to draw a line somewhere. But if it's say 4 repeated, the word is repeated 4 times, then that's not too hard to count. I haven't come across anything exceeding 4, I think.
Yeah.
Have you?
Well, it's not that the word is, if the word were the whole word were being used 4 times, that wouldn't have been that difficult. But sometimes it's just a false start, which is really just maybe 1 or 1.5 phones, and then repeat it, and then you don't really know whether one is a long duration of one or whether it's actually two.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So it's, I think it was the worst setting with me, and the person was going,
to make your best guess.
Yeah.
Try to listen to it carefully enough, but not so that you're obsessing over it for I would say.
And sometimes with the does, you're thinking, are you anticipating the d, or are you trying to say the, and you're just saying the,
right. Well, there again, think about robustness in the speech recognition.
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't matter. It's a word fragment.
Okay.
You're marking it as a fragment, and
that's
what's important.
Yeah.
Speaking about robustness, that if somebody has an accent that you can only really understand what they're saying due to broad knowledge, that what they say doesn't really actually sound at all, you know, what it is, then do you transcribe more phonetically, or do you put a star after every single one word?
I wouldn't be using the star so liberally.
Yeah, that's what I thought, that you're not supposed to do it, but there's one I'm transcribing right now, you know, a whole batch of dialogues where all 4 participants are non-native, and there's especially one there that I think he's Eastern European, and I think that's the only reason I can understand what he's saying at all, because I'm Eastern European, and but if we would just play it, I think, to recognize it, then what he says, you know, the way he realizes words sounds nothing at all like it should be.
Well, right. I mean, and for that matter, a lot of native English speakers' realizations are quite trippy, so true too.
I try to take consistency. If they always stress the wrong part of the word, then I think, okay, I'll let that in. If it comes out in like one word, is.
Yeah, it's less of a stress. It's really like, I don't know, just the phonemes sounding differently.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't bother to mark all those instances.
Well, you can't really.
No. You're going to find that for any speaker. Except for you realizing these things. And it's just like Fiona was saying, that the word that stands out is something really aberrant. Like, I'm thinking of. I've used this example before. There's the guy who says project instead of product. It's something like project.
Yeah.
And it's probably just his pronunciation.
Oh, I think I've
described
project.
Yeah. Well, they were clearly talking about a product, so I mark that as a mispronunciation or something to flag in a way.
And when I was saying evolution each time,
oh, evaluation. I remember that one. I would flag just like you did. That's something definitely to mark.
Yeah, but that's really something I would always describe it, you know, for lack of better knowledge or lack of context. And then at the end of the dialogue, it dawned on me that he actually meant evaluation.
Yeah.
And then I went back and replaced it in the whole transcription.
That's good.
At the moment, we have a lecturer that can. I can never quite tell if he's saying problem or program.
Program.
And I can't actually say it when I'm listening to him. I can't tell.
All right. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you about certain speakers.
Yeah, basically,
it's just,
I think,
you
just
have
do your
to
best
do
and hope for the best.
I'm
not involved with this.
Okay, so.
That'll give some transcriber a headache.
Yeah.
Well, we have both headsets on the lapel to transcribe, so not too bad.
Oops. I won't be transcribing it. Right here.
Yeah, let's have more to transcribe.
Okay, so there have been lots of missed filled pauses. Everybody seems to miss those, some more than others. So just really keep an ear out for those.
It's easy to because you're so used to tuning them out. You know, even when I go back over, I normally can, like, go back to the beginning, do a quick pass of the main sections again, and think, oh yeah.
I'm sure I missed them plenty myself. But this second pass, we should really try to catch.
Sorry, I'm
all
just saying this with the TV. There is
yeah.
a T underscore V underscore. I thought we were just supposed to use the underscore between.
No,
metrics.
No. That's
after.
What I thought the first.
Okay,
day
sorry,
well.
Then I've done it wrong so far.
Okay. Yeah, it should be after every
okay.
Acronym.
You know, you standardized on the field pause of the R. Do we need to go through and change ones that people did differently? Like if I were ever an EL, change it all to UH.
Yeah, yeah. So at this point, the only file that's been checked is Melissa, one that Melissa did, and that's been checked by me. So we're starting fresh with these, and you know, changes like that that were just announced, we'll be able to catch these first passes.
Okay.
So yeah, if you do see something like UHM for we could change that to the regularized version. And we just, you know, this is arbitrary, but we had to choose something and not let it get too convoluted. choice. Here's
so if they pause just where you've got it highlighted at the moment, that was the hyphen.
There.
So I have to redo the meetings from the minutes from the last meeting. Was that a like real definite, I'm starting a new sentence here? Because I sometimes, if it sounds like you carry on saying the whole sentence, I sometimes don't have a hyphen there.
But it is a presentation.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not necessarily restarting a sentence.
I think of it in terms of, you know, not even maybe to, well, if you think of it in terms of a syntactic tree, it doesn't have to go back all the way to the S note, but it just it might go back to the last
just
one.
Just one to the next note. If somebody that didn't know about linguistics are trying to transcribe S notes.
It's just my way of knowing, sorry, because linguistics is all I've ever known.
Here's the so that answers your question. This one up here? Okay. Here's where I heard another d sound, another false start, or stutter, I would say.
On this remote.
Mm-hmm.
And used to send messages, of course, to the TV. It should have 9 channel buttons, next button, volume buttons, subtitle buttons. Switch to control features, color, contrast, sharpness, etc.
Okay.
different image, but it's amazing. Trend your favorite personal features you would like see to be integrated in this.
Okay, and there was a vowel in there, but you noticed that she just used the don't, that's fine.
What's
So it's
the,
the levity.
what's the C? Is that
She
a
likes C. She
thing?
be
Definitely, is that that?
integrated in this new remote.
Oh, sorry. I didn't. Oh, I can use that one, yeah. Where are you putting that et cetera? Is that how we're supposed to be writing it?
Yes. Yes, she's so she spelled it wrong. Up here.
Oh, et cetera.
Yeah, so I mentioned that because of spelling. And yes, any.
Is it one word or is it two words?
It's one word.
Okay.
So I just said spelling.
Is it
Sorry.
But is it in Latin like et cetera? Like et ali or?
Like 80s.
No, like et, you know, when you have a citation and you say et al means and others, et ali means before, and et cetera means and following. So,
In the dictionary here,
yeah.
it's one word.
Oh, and it is?
Yeah,
Okay.
yeah.
Yeah.
If you have any questions about spellings, I think I'm going to send an email to this effect. Just check the Oxford English Dictionary on there.
Okay.
That will be our guide. So, as far as I know, this is just missing an E, cetera.
Yeah.
But anyway, you can. We've considered experimenting with running this through a spell check. You can take this as an EMACS file and run a spell check on it, but I think it would slow things down too much.
Yeah.
So just hopefully in
Give
going through this very
it
carefully, you're going to notice these
Yeah, I
misspellings.
think if somebody could write, I don't know how difficult it would be in practice to write a script that would ignore all the word fragments, anything with hyphen, then the spell check might make sense. But to just use simple Emacs, it will basically mark all the word fragments for you. And I know from experience, at some point you also get negligent, you just click okay, another sentence,
Yeah,
and then you might miss a real error.
right.
So it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I think you're right. So we will just hope that you catch it. That's what we'll do.
Yeah, the C.
Okay, so.
To be integrated
Sorry.
in. She would like see.
So I think she didn't
Okay.
catch
She was
before
cutting
anyway.
off rather than saying she'd like to see
Right.
something.
Yeah. She, I think she meant to use the infinitive, but she just left off the
But
T.
since C is an
Is a
actual
whole
full
word.
word, shouldn't there be a space between C and hyphen?
A space
Not to
between.
be,
She
she
would
would
like
have to speak
C.
Latin.
She would like
Actually,
C.
no, the C and the hyphen, shouldn't there be a space between?
Yes, you're right. Yeah. Okay. Exactly. That's what
That
you remembered. Okay. There we go. I'm gonna save that. Okay. What else? Be careful about finding mistranscriptions. So,
There were
Other
any
shaped buttons. She presented also an oversized remote, which she guarantees nobody will ever be able to lose.
So she transcribed that as wood.
But sometimes it's really difficult. Sometimes we really don't know where they're saying well.
Well, I think it's quite clear.
Yeah, it isn't clear.
I mean, obviously, there are
But if
phrases.
it's not clear, do you just pick the more grammatical alternative or?
No, you try and keep it as
Yeah.
true to
But
what's
if
being
it's
said.
really not, absolutely not clear,
Then use
when I say what
C.
instead, you know, some people when they just throw out the last bit. Or do you just then transcribe
I'd like to
what?
hear it
Yeah.
because it sounds like it could be a fragment.
Yeah.
I just have to hear it. You don't want to be prescriptive and type
Yeah.
what you think they should have said.
Yeah.
But I do know the type of scenario you're describing. It's just hard to
Yeah.
answer that without hearing something.
Yeah, I'm sure you capitalize.
Yeah, they should all. I stopped marking them
Okay.
because they're just too many. But
Should it? Because they lose, it's not if they from one
Oh,
second.
yeah,
Okay.
you're right.
No.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There will be a yes and a and
What's that? Okay.
But ready for personal.
So another mystical start.
Favorite, really, she would very much like to see.
There is creakiness on the she, but you don't need to mark that as a separate sound.
Sometimes I play butts after la like words after laughter, I think, and capitalize because I'm not being sure if this and if the laughter's been cutting everything off.
And it sounds like the laughter is just interrupting an utterance that continues after the laughter. I wouldn't worry too much
Okay,
about
so what
capitalizing.
about if a whole utterance is uttered while laughing? Do you put the laughter towards the door? When that happens, what I do is I put laughter in front and the whole thing of the laughter in, at the end as well.
If you hear just laughter on either side, yeah,
Okay.
do that.
No, it's laughter throughout.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have
Yeah.
to. Oh.
There's some people laughing themselves silly at absolutely nothing. Or it's been
Okay, so laughter during speech. I'll talk to the listener and
Because in
do.
the ICSI dialogues, they only say, while laughing, and we don't do that. So they say either, so there it's really not ambiguous whether it's just laugh followed by a normally spoken utterance or whether it's an utterance spoken while laughing. And there is a distinction there, and we don't have that.
No, we don't have any
Yeah.
qual tense things, but I'll figure that one out and
Okay.
put it up on the wiki or email you. Good question. I'll come across that as well.
Is speech recognizer integrated in this remote? The industrial designer
Yeah, I don't know what that noise was indicating. We can skip on. There are other types of things I've picked out.
And how it would work, so you press the button, the chip is Morse code related, relays the physical generator to the generator amplification. And the circuit board is very inexpensive to build, and so she thinks this is a great feature to consider.
So cute. I get introduced as a person that calls circuit circuits.
Did she say circuit? I didn't even hear that.
I'm not sure
So,
she
did
did.
you have been tempted to
Just
put an asterisk after that?
if it's her, I just caught the end of it.
The circuit board.
No, not for that one. So I had one person who said circuit.
Oh,
But
okay.
then I wouldn't put an asterisk on it. I thought asterisk is something where it's pronounced as a totally different word, like evaluation and
No,
evolution.
not
No?
necessarily. No, it's
Okay.
just something that the speech recognizer is liable to trip up on, I
Yeah.
think.
Because this is a very frequent mistake that non-language speakers make, to say circuit instead
That may be, but I probably would flag it. Depending on how different the vowel sound
of circuit.
it's gonna be your call in a lot of these
Something
cases.
like if I took that one because it was, well, a language teacher wouldn't allow that to my move on to the next stage. They wouldn't let that pass. Sort of.
Okay,
Or I mean, if somebody that I'd point out to them.
here's a case of where I found a case of discontinuity.
She would like this whole thing should be push buttons.
But, because she's a non-native English speaker, I don't know. Maybe that was grammatically unmarked for her. If you know what I mean, maybe that wasn't her restarting. Maybe she thought
Yeah, because otherwise you could end up putting a hyphen after every hesitation mark that you have.
So again, I don't know. That was
Just
my reflex at the time to put that there, but
a prosodic marker rather than an actual full hesitation.
yeah.
As in that whole like back channel.
Simple chip. Yeah, she would like this whole thing should be push button.
Oh, yes, sorry. I just read the rest of the sentence.
Yeah,
Is push
call
button
me.
two words?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna skip ahead. Oh, let's see.
Should be badly operated, and of course we have the special case.
So I hear she would quite clearly
yeah.
there.
Mm-hmm.
I think a good number of them you'll be able to resolve.
Okay.
Just helps to have the context and be able
what
to.
What condition would or should as well?
Well.
Okay.
Yes, it can be a lot of things.
Marketing expert who has to finally come up with to market this product.
So there's another case where there wasn't a space between a non-word fragment and a restart. Okay, what else? There's an extra little symbol in here. It's just kind of carelessness. So even if it's something as brief as we're going to go ahead and capitalize that. Marika asked me what to do in case of an utterance just consisting of laughter. Do we use punctuation in these cases?
I haven't done.
I don't know. I think
it's just too silly.
Yeah.
It's not linguistic.
I'm
just thinking of, you know, a utterance consisting entirely of laughter and then putting like punctuation and like, aha.
Someone's going to have fun transcribing
that. If you start a conversation in common room, like, it's laughter being the speaker, they could come up with it.
Okay, there just really wasn't enough to transcribe.
What I really like.
Yeah, because it was really just silence and you asking the person to listen.
Yeah, so like I said, click down here just to, if you haven't learned that trick already, and that won't play surrounding segments. So there's nothing there with transcribing.
Just notice the random years, like with having a hyphen before, because then
scroll up a little bit. Yeah, that second one from the top.
I'm going to have to go back and find my places where I've had someone pausing and then saying, yeah, yeah, and then this, I've not had, I need to go back and find.
Oh, so you haven't put hyphen and hyphen. I see.
Okay. Hyphens or commas?
Commas? Yeah. For that
sort
of situation?
Absolutely, just something
else. Actually, my wife, a couple times where they've repeated a word, I've put a comma between them. Should that be no comma?
Commas are fine. Eventually, they're going to be extracted.
Right.
Globally, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Yeah, we can just wipe them out.
That's right.
Okay.
So I get quite prolific with my commas at times.
I am too. I like commas. And then Steve will ask his project manager and look at, I think it was my transcript. What is commas doing? But he didn't, ultimately, he thought it was a problem.
Okay, cool.
They will, they'll help in the case of discourse marking, but. His point was that they're really subjective and something that you, the transcriber here,
just
to
make sense of the sentence.
Yeah. I really like using commas.
I wrote some of these PhD proposals yesterday and said, well, you could have a comma in here and not there.
What is cutest
spelling? Oh, she spelled cutest with an I. So
oh, okay.
That's just something I pointed out. Okay, what else?
Yes, thank you.
So here's, let's see, then this was
one step
behind. Evaluation criteria.
So she typed hour I didn't quite do that, but
No, no, this was an evaluation criteria.
But you can see how it could have been.
Well, if you were Cockney, then
No, no, this was an evaluation criteria.
Yeah, I don't
Sometimes
know.
you get like an I mean, you're not sure if it's an
I,
an
I,
A,
yeah,
or
right. And you can never know, but if it fits well enough as a an indefinite article, then
yeah, do it.
It does well.
So
Okay.
which did you dis
Oh, I was suggesting that it be instead of our.
No, no, this was an evaluation criteria, which
Oh.
But
Evaluate.
this
Someone else with
Yeah,
them.
it's tricky. I don't know. Oh, she's
Well, there's a production eval.
I hear the well there.
Yeah.
But this being the headset, my channel may make it easier to hear. She transcribed from the lapel mic.
I've had one person with the dodgy headphone one,
Oh.
dodgy something one.
Oh.
Most of the time it's as if they've got the hand over something.
Oh, God. And you transcribed that speaker entirely?
Yes.
If that comes
Yeah,
up again,
it's
we've got headset mic files now. In fact, they replaced all the lapel mic files on the MMM server with headset mic files, which we weren't asking them to do, but anyway, they did it. So now we don't have the lapel mic files. Apparently, the headset mic files are just a bit louder. So
Right.
you've probably found yourself turning the volume down considerably, but apparently, other than that, they're just as good.
Right.
But let us know because we can retrieve those.
Yeah, some people it actually leads to some really screeching noises because they're so loud or probably the mic is so close. And this one, in one of the first dialogues I did, this guy called Ed, you could always see the waveform actually, you know, being just hitting the boundaries on both ends and just being at some points just black segments. And when he was talking, there was this whole, like, you know, when you speak too close to a microphone.
Some people that say, "Is this on?" And they hit it a few times.
Okay, I don't think I'm gonna go through any more of these because I think I've gotten through most of the types that I meant to point out.
How about names that somebody says the name of somebody and you think, "Ooh," and then they have to spell their name
right.
if you heard the right name.
Right. What have you got?
Oh, I had one guy, one of the project managers, was he had a really weird accent. He was calling one guy Mr. Ed.
Mr.
Ed.
Ed.
And to be, you find out that he was actually Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed.
No, but then it wasn't one word, that it wasn't like some proper name starting with M.
Mr. Ed.
I did see, I've been looking at some guidelines for another corpus and I did see something about proper names, so I'll have a look at that
Right.
and see
Well,
how we can help.
but don't you
Yeah.
guys have half this data?
What?
Know the people's names, like when you
Yeah, it's quite possibly, but since it's coming from
ICSI,
it's coming from IDEALF in Switzerland, yeah, it should be easy enough to get, but it's one other step, you know. Emailing somebody to find out who knows
Okay.
this information.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's
No, but it's information that we theoretically have.
Yeah, because everyone signs a consent form when they participate in the experiment. So we have to be able to get
we
that.
didn't sign one.
But we should also have a means of dealing with proper names when we don't know what it is or how it might be spelled at all and flagging that in some way. So I'll try to address both of these.
What was Mr. again? I can't remember seeing how to
Mr.
Oh, just type Mr. for
M-R.
M-I-S-T.
Yeah.
Yeah. And same with Mrs. M-I-S-S. No,
U-S?
Sorry. Check the dictionary.
Mrs.
Yeah, you would never type the abbreviated spelling.
What if somebody calls themselves Ms.?
I'm sure there's a spelling in the OED, yeah.
So, what about foreign words? What do we do when we're checking if we come up with something?
Oh, right, so the transcribers
enclosing everything in carrots.
Yeah.
And what's called using the word to you is.
Oh, it was French, so I knew
that's it. That's a good question because you will be leaving question marks there.
Yeah. And then if it's in carrots and then where it's from, does that matter?
it shouldn't because things are going to be left like the asterisk will be left for the
process.
The subsequent processing. But carrots with question marks in between would have to be resolved in some way.
Or could we just change it to an app between the carrots?
Yeah.
Because it's unintelligible.
Yeah, I suppose that's all we can do, really.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be polyglot.
Oh, so even if we know what the word means, we're not supposed to.
Oh, yeah. If it's a foreign word and you know what it is, just enclose it in carrots.
Yeah, because I have, there's one that where I think two speakers are French, like one is definitely French, and then now she's saying, and then somebody's and she goes, come on.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. If you're confident, you get a fair grasp on French, very simple. Or not
accidentally translating the process.
Yeah. Okay. There's just one other thing. She typed okay in caps.
Oh yeah, I saw it then.
O, capital O, capital K, and huge no. I don't know why she missed that in the guidelines.
Are we doing okay just as O,
okay,
not as a okay, A-Y?
It is okay, A-Y.
A-Y,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, it will be your job. Catch all of you.
Some of those.
So no, no transcriber will be checking, no checker will be checking their own transcription, yes.
So transcriber will be
we will catch these things more efficiently, I think. And I'll just go for the board. Do I have to keep this stuff on?
Because it depends how far.
Oh, yes, you get clips. Oh, yeah, because every time somebody would be going over there, you'd hear all of this sound.
You can hear the chairs moving in.
And about five or six breaks in between as they're making their way there. Okay, so I guess just for the sake of using the whiteboard, can we one more time? I'll just write down the things that are most common to be checked. So,
the whiteboard marker and the camera.
It's had some
Well, this is a list of things to do as the checker. So you want to listen to the silent regions, then check the speech regions, and as part of that, you want to check the boundaries. And, by the way, this should be transcribed any missed speech. And let's see this. Okay. And within this, checking the speech segments, you want to listen for or look for missed. Next, punctuation, filled pauses, words in stuttering, and if you have a stuttered word, you don't need to use the hyphen to mark discontinuity.
So if somebody says the, then it's just the.
Words in. And false starts. Short words, make sure little words like the and little articles and that kind of thing don't get. Short words and word fragments. Those are the commonly missed things.
and look for cases of missed transcription. Seems so silly to me. Anyway, missed transcription, so make sure if the speaker said will, you try will, not would, or if they say we, you know, it might be more grammatically correct to type we're, that kind of thing. That cases of ellipsis where maybe the transcriber typed them, but really what was said was so, we need the apostrophe. And look for capitalization. I'm not going to. I'm going to do any more of this. Capitalization, spelling, use the OED to check on things you don't know about. Refer to the wiki for all regularized spellings and things like filled pauses.
I just remembered one.
Oh, what's that?
Okay, when it's just with K, but it's at the beginning of a sentence. Should the K be capitalized?
Yeah. Well, apostrophe and then K.
And then, yeah, capitalize the K.
Yeah.
That market smells really bad.
I think it smells really good.
You've been doing this too long.
I used to always be listening to that.
Grease paint.
What else did I find? So the make sure the dash, the hyphen, whatever you call it, is being used appropriately in cases of discontinuity. But not the stuttering, like I said. and don't use it when the utterance is clearly continued into the next segment of whatever. Don't transcribe in breaths or out breaths. And okay should never be two capital letters. It should be okay anyway. And one other thing is to break up long segments,
mm-hmm.
if you find any.
Overland.
Yeah, but that's a kind of crude guideline. I'd say just anything that seems
mm-hmm.
unmanageable.
So if something is a minute and 3 seconds, I can still have it.
Yeah, really, it means nothing to mm-hmm. say a minute. It's just a really crude guideline. I would just try to keep segments very manageable. But you know, use these waveforms to help you. And you can adjust the resolution so that that didn't help me too much, but you can use this little slide bar to adjust the resolution.
Or you can also, if you go to signal and something under signal where you can adjust the amplitude as well, on resolution.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
Then you can also, if you go to control panel,
uh-huh.
signal control panel, the vertical zoom, you can adjust that as well, so if it seems too flat
mm.
for you,
that's good.
Okay.
All right. Nothing. I was hearing stuff, but there was nothing on my way for it to find where everything was.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so to help you make cuts, just look, use this waveform, make sure you're not using any signal information. But, cutting segments down is a low priority, but it may not help ultimately, I think, post-processing wise.
I don't have got a big file in cutting like that at the moment.
Yeah, you don't get excessive about it, because that just ends up taking too much time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think from a speech recognition point of view, it shouldn't matter. Segments being whatever length they would be.
Yeah.
I've seen other people's transcription guidelines for the ICSI project at Berkeley and elsewhere, say, indicate that it really doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
The point is just to get anything manageable.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a checking error rather than to listen to a whole.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, that's the best reason for cutting them out. But hopefully, that will be done during the first pass, because
mm-hmm.
that's the whole point. Making the checker's job a little easier. And then, yeah, just be sure after you've gone through the four channels to do a search on all the unknowns, all the pieces of impurity or whatever. And what else was I going to say? The way we'll be allocating this is the same as before. It's going to be on the same, like, on the same page, just further down, scroll down, you'll see what follows. And I've already allocated some things to be checked. So if you run out of work, go ahead and start checking, because this is something that's considerably bottlenecked at the moment.
So is this the priority then?
Yeah, I'd say for now, we don't even have much new stuff to be gone over for our first pass, so it's important that we do this second pass. And I've indicated in a column whether something is priority.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's high priority. So those would be the ones you focus on first, obviously. And when it comes, you don't want to change the file name in any way. You just keep it the same. There's going to be a checking in procedure. I don't know if anybody's mentioned this before, but you'll know about this with the CVS sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
I know about this for the summarization. I haven't done this.
Right, but it's similar. But they're creating a guy Jonathan is creating a web form.
Mm-hmm.
For you to do this all very
yeah.
simply, just upload everything that you upload the file that you've transcribed,
oh, right.
And you'll be noting whether it's the first pass or the second pass, and your name
mm-hmm.
As the person who did that particular pass. And that will happen soon. I'll let you know.
So do we just open the file as we open the files from the first pass?
Yeah, you'll have to. I would suggest creating a folder. Files to be checked or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then within that create subfolders for the given name. And you'll have to get all the sound files, unfortunately, from the MMM server on your own, because the ANI server's not very reliable for giving these sound files uncorrupted. So you'll have to get all the sound files from your MMM server, and the person's transcription file should be in that folder where you're putting yours.
Okay.
And then you'll just you'll copy that over. You won't don't move it over, because you have multiple versions of these things. But yeah, copy it into your directory and keep the same name. And then when you check it in, it will automatically be registered, even though the first pass was checked in when we're doing this checking in business. It will know which pass it is, but I think it will also be indicating that as well.
Vaguely connected question.
Uh-huh.
you'll know. Originally, when we first applied to say yes, we were in business, it said 6 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and the contracts say 8th of May, which is longer in advance than, which is a greater amount of time than 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's actually 6, what is it? Is it 3 months?
I've been a 3 month contract.
Yeah. The 3 month contracts, and now if you can't keep that, that's fine. But
okay.
It's just a logistic thing with
right.
personnel where we had that was the minimum. We were
okay,
so our contract. So if you have to go out, let us know as soon as you know
right.
when you
get to the holidays and
yeah. Obviously, those kinds of things
mm-hmm.
things we'll have to work around. But
right.
it's just.
Just checking.
Once we actually get into the Easter holidays, because yeah, having lectures at the moment,
mm-hmm.
can we be more flexible with our hours if we want to?
I should think so.
I
mean, the whole point of keeping, well, as long as you're able to work out use of your computer and like the other person,
yeah.
that's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
The whole point of having regular hours was to make sure that somebody's here answering
yeah.
questions.
Sure.
Can you quick, please?
Yeah.
Yes.
So you should be able to get in during the odd hours if
you want to. I don't think I plug microphones into Apple and Tile computers. I'm thinking it there
as
well.
Yeah. I don't see why not. There's some issue. Doing it. Taking a set of hours. Yeah. And, I think Well, I'll be paid.
Okay, so I'll be paid to, well, I'm having to sort some,
not.
I'm having to sort some tax stuff out before I can send my stuff in, because
okay.
I need to make sure I'm sending in the right form.
Okay.
But they wanted to know what examining board I got my A levels in.
Really?
Yeah, for human resources. I thought, surely we don't need that information. But it took me, it was about to take me half an hour. Well, it did when I was like just going through the forms and filling in all the details. I thought, I'm not going to spend a couple of hours getting photocopies of degree certificates to give you for your files if
no.
I was going to be here.
That's
they want, I think at one place it said give us copies of degrees. Oh, maybe I'm getting mixed up with something else, but it wanted a A-level like examining board, which seemed a bit ridiculous.
If you have any problems with that, see Carolyn Hastings. I mean, if it's
right.
For this job and
mm-hmm.
you're getting paid,
yeah,
that's not necessary. And Carolyn Hastings, I'm going to
sort
that
yeah.
out. But also, if pay is a matter, like there's no money coming down paid, I hope that's not.
Yeah, I haven't gotten paid for the first 2 weeks because I only have a 3 month contract starting February,
mm-hmm.
but I started mid January.
Talk to Carolyn.
Yeah.
Because I really don't know why that would be.
I'm here full time now, so
oh, okay.
I'll be here Monday through Friday. And I leave at 4 now, so
mm-hmm.
I won't find you.
But
is your husband now a stay home dad?
Yeah.
Oh, so it is your baby then.
Yes.
One assumes this.
How old?
He's 4.5 months.
Oh,
he's very lovely.
Yeah, that's the question I was just going to ask.
Yeah, well, only as of Friday, actually.
Wow.
I was just telling Melissa this. Do you want us to stop?
Are you? Do you think you're done?
Yeah.
My husband's tears are about to run out.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
we're going
I was telling Melissa that.
Oh, so we have to click on both things again.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, to say that we've.